Hello everyone, this is Mariam Narona and I'm pleased to present another episode of Behind the Brands, the marketing podcast. Clever marketing is what makes iconic brands. You are currently listening to a short series I've created called Marketing Nuggets. These episodes feature bite-sized content on brands. Today in Marketing Nuggets, I present the hashtag Stop the Beauty Test campaign by Dove. Dove is a brand that has been redefining beauty since 2003. Successfully building conversations around beauty, talking to the customer and highlighting what women perceive as beauty, getting rid of stereotypes. Dove's most recent campaign that was launched in India last month has successfully made people sit up and take notice. And today, I'll be discussing more on that. Conceptualized by Ogilvy India, Dove's latest ad film walks us through five real hard-hitting stories of beauty. Stories all of us have either known, heard of, witnessed, or been a part of, either directly or indirectly. Stories of judgment and rejection faced by women during the matchmaking process and the impact this has on their self-esteem. It highlights the importance of how and what we choose to see, what we seek for. If we seek flaws, we will definitely find them. If we seek beauty, we shall surely find it. The sad thing is that as women, many of us have either been victims or perpetrators of this violent act of damaging a young girl's self-esteem simply because we are holding on to an ideal, an idea about beauty. The India's Beauty Test 2020 report sheds light on some alarming statistics about the anxieties and pressures revolving around conforming to a narrow definition of beauty, something that eclipses the self-esteem of many women in the precursor to an arranged marriage. The study revealed that 9 out of 10 single women in India feel that they are judged and rejected based on their looks during the matchmaking process. 68% of respondents claim that rejections based on beauty during the arranged marriage process damage their self-esteem and confidence. Dove's hashtag Stop the Beauty Test is a film born out of conversations with women from across the country. While the film is hard-hitting, it is a realistic depiction of how people judge a prospective bride based on factors like her weight, height, fairness, type of hair, all boiling down to not being beautiful enough because one does not conform to the tall, slim, fair stereotype society has accepted as a one-size-fits-all standard in matchmaking. Rejections and judgments in this process batter a woman's confidence and self-esteem. Through this film, Dove, a Unilever brand that has been challenging beauty stereotypes, highlights an important social issue and sends out a powerful message: the need to stop this unjust beauty test. The significant part of this endeavor is that Dove has not stopped at merely highlighting the problem. It is actually working towards creating a meaningful impact by engineering real change. Now, how are they doing this? By partnering with leading matrimonial platforms to get rid of beauty biases in the matchmaking process. They have tied up with leading matrimonial Indian site Shaadi.com and are encouraging users on the platform to go beyond body type, complexion, scars on the face, hair type, length, and getting them to try to see new sizes and shades of who a beautiful woman really is or can be. The brand also has plans to help rewrite matrimonial advertisements and make them free of beauty biases. And with this, they want to drive a significant change in this direction and this mindset and the practices which are currently prevailing. Also, they've established an exclusive partnership with UNICEF, and the Dove Self-Esteem Project aims to reach 6.25 million girls and boys in schools by the year 2024, with the objective of improving their knowledge and skills so that their body confidence is enhanced and their self-esteem is really high, and they are able to realize their full potential in life. And to perpetuate this progressive change which they have ignited, Dove is also considering partnering with some leading women's magazines in India. And the idea is to help celebrate beauty of women who are, you know, not perceived as beautiful enough in the matchmaking process. To conclude, I'd like to share some of my key takeaways from the Dove campaign. So, brand conversations that focus on problem solving, I think, are far more impactful than those that simply try to sell a product or service. And Dove has mastered this. They have successfully highlighted the problem of perceptions of beauty and you know, celebrating beauty in each woman. When the brand conversation is woven around a customer's predicament or their perceptions, the narrative becomes more engaging and acceptable because audiences can identify with it. Again, Dove has done a really good job with this. As one of the leading beauty brands in India, Dove is not solely driven by enhancing sales, and they have realized that you know, as a market leader, it is their responsibility to change perceptions about beauty and ensure that people start seeing beauty as more positive and inclusive. So they've taken on that responsibility. They've not abandoned it or failed to recognize it. Core brand values matter, and Dove's ad campaigns over the years have successfully shown that beauty should be a source of confidence and not a source of anxiety. The inextricable bond between business and social responsibility shines out through Dove's communications, and especially this time it has also further gone and consolidated that. Instead of simply talking about empowering women, Dove has decided to step in exactly where women need an intervention, so that finding a life partner does not become an ugly beauty test, which it has been for a really long time. The context, plot, and narrative of the ad is something every Indian woman will identify with, and the global issue of redefining beauty has been successfully localized with the Indian matchmaking context and narrative. So these were my key takeaways as far as this particular campaign of Dove goes. I hope you enjoyed learning about this campaign. As much as I enjoyed creating this episode, do subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening.